This is actually worse than my last Sim story. This is the girl I was just simping over throughout like all of high school.
Talk to us, bro.
All right.
I mean, you know we're not gonna judge you.
I'm cookie.
I sent a 10-page essay, and I typed out exactly how I felt about her. She responded one time. She was like,
if she had to go to sleep, she'd just say, good night.
Good night, what?
Cutie.
She never said that.
She did.
I might have built that fantasy in my head. Cause baby, I'm a sad. Just don't know how. But when I'm with you, feel like time flies by. And if you don't, it's fun. Long as you're by my side. You always make me smile, and I don't know why. But I. Baby, I'm a sin for you because I'm into you. And even if I look so dumb. Oh, cause I love you, baby. So, all of high school, I was just for the bros, video games, handball, basketball, Modern for Two Lobbies, all that. Throughout the whole thing, there was this girl named
Anna. If I know you right, she got thick white.
We met, and it was one of those moments where you turn around and you look, and I just imagine just a bunch of anime effects around her.
Oh, it's like heart,
flowers,
sprinkling, like,
wow. Yeah, and I'm just like,
oh, I'm so speechless.
And then she's like, hi, my name's Anna. I was like,
Musa shook her hand, it was just like, oh.
I cut my shit up, put it in my pocket, grew a new one.
I'm about to turn around.
Just, now I'm just like, you know. She used to call me bud.
Oh, that's how you know it's bad, because nobody says bud.
You know what buds get? One of these.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. I think she did that to me, too. Yeah.
This is bud shit.
Yeah.
But to me, this is like, oh, this is nice. Like, this is how it would be if we were dating. I never really put myself out there. It was a lot of, like, me trying to friend my way into getting her to realize, like, I'm a great guy. I exuded, like, no sexual energy at all. There was this one time where I was like, you know what? This friendship,
it ain't cutting up.
Like, why are we not dating? I don't think I knew what would make it a relationship. I just thought, like, yo, if I just keep being friends, maybe we just gonna end up in a relationship one day.
Was any of your boys getting any at the time?
No. It was a team full of down bad motherfuckers.
They all probably was like, nah, bro, keep it up, bro.
Yeah. I remember, like, I hung out. I was like, I'ma tell her how I feel. On the walk there, I was, like, so nervous. I was literally counting all the cement blocks to get to her crib. I think we were literally just walking around just blocks, just talking. And just the whole time while walking, I'm just like, yo, this is nice. And then I'm like, oh, no, wait, forgot what I'm here for. I'm here to tell her that I like
you
her.
You're on a mission.
Fast forward to the end, she's gotta go home in like 20 minutes.
Right, you like, have to do this. It's look, now or never.
I'm here, we're 2 blocks away. I have 2 blocks to tell her. This is some K-drama shit. No, I gotta do this
right,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm walking back, and I'm just like, how should I say this? All that shit.
Also, I'm hyperventilated.
I see her house, and I'm like, oh, I gotta do it. And I don't say nothing to her. It's literally so awkward. And then she just gives me the, like,
right. Oh!
The half hug. But I was just so like, oh yeah.
Caught up
in
your thoughts.
Yeah, and then she just goes up the stairs and I just watch her go up the stairs and I'm like, damn. I'll just walk off and text my bro, yo, cop tonight?
That was his therapy, bro. He's like, yo, bro, you good? He's just like, yeah.
It didn't stop there. Whatever, I don't tell her. At night, while we're playing COD, I'm like, yo, give me a second. I'm gonna make something to eat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, I'm gonna just text her how I feel. I read like a whole paragraph.
You were at the 1 yard, not the 1 yard.
You were at the 20 yard line.
I was on my way to the game. Long story short, I tell her how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, I think you mad cool.
Ooh.
This is Nat. You know, it's always fun when we hang. So and so. Basically, I was like, I want you to be my girlfriend. So.
You said that?
Yeah.
You got some balls, I ain't gonna lie. Come on,
son. At least I gotta give you that.
Fast forward, I get rejected.
Of course.
She's like,
she said though.
You're mad cool, like you're a great guy, you're funny. Pretty much everything I want in a guy, but you're not the guy.
Was it mainly just confidence?
I just never exuded, like I'm trying to dig down energy. I didn't even exude, I'm trying to kiss you energy. I exuded like, hey pal.
Looking back on it, like the fact that you had the balls to be like, yo, can you be my girlfriend? That was some gangsta shit.
That was cold as fuck.
I needed friends like, yeah.
We'd be the type to hear and be like, no way, you did that? Yo, bro, you're so cool.
It didn't end there. We was friends again for the longest. This is a year after. I'm just like, yo, I'm a different guy now. It's been a year. I've changed. Maybe I'm just out the friend zone.
Oh, you shot again.
I shot again. I basically had my time skip to myself. You know, like I got a little funnier. And like, I started playing basketball. No, I was like, yo, the dude she rejected, that was not me. That was not me. You know, maybe now, in her eyes, I'm like that dude she was looking for. Start talking to her again. Long story short, we start texting and stuff, and then I just ask her out again. And then
in person? Over text? Was over text, wasn't it?
I told her how I felt, and I just got rejected again.
You just had zero character development.
And then it happened a third time the next year.
Yo, this man, every year, he was just like, I'm a new me.
That summer, that's when I found out about calories. I finally knew what calories were.
That's the fattest shit I've ever heard.
No, that is the fattest shit.
Did you discover the concept of calories?
I've been looking at these numbers, and I'm finally like, oh, that's what they mean.
Yo, this shit 500? Yo, I'm supposed to be getting mad skill points if I eat all this.
Mid-game, like 2 a.m. playing Call of Duty, when the match is starting up, I run to the kitchen.
Yo, like 10 seconds before the game starts, you're like, oh, I can make it. Yo, that's probably the fastest game ever ran.
I lose my weight, I'm like, oh, now I'm different. Third time, I was like, oh, maybe she just don't like chubby dudes. It was like senior year, I think. Basically, ask her out, and I did it in person this time.
He finally learned, at least. Yeah. That was actual character development. Yeah,
I learned a new jutsu after like 100 episodes. I ask her out, you know where this went. Come on, I don't even gotta say
it. But the third time, how did she reject you? Did she have a different approach in how she rejected you, or was it just like,
bro, I could just imagine.
She just...
You know what it was? I just didn't get rejected in person. So when I asked her out through text, I was like, oh, nah. Like, I could have done this, I could have done that, this, yeah. And that. And then I just took an L, and then I'm just walking home, just tearing. Like, not tearing, like, when I cry, it's like manly tears. So I'm just like.
I do agree with you, though. Getting rejected in person, when you hear it in person, it's like, okay, I did everything I could.
How do you guys feel about my story?
Yeah, I would say this is a lot worse than the last time.
This is worse than the last one.
One girl named Cindy, she had a little hood in her. So I sat next to her and instantly we bonded over music. We would be listening to songs together.
Like the headphones.
With the wired headphones.
You just brush against her shoulder listening.
Bro, that was hella intimate. You feel sparked.
God. When it hits the right part of a song and you both experience it together, you both getting goosebumps, you like.
Oh! All my life, I pray for someone like.
I'd rather get copyrighted and play music over that.
And then I got her AIM, you know, and then we were messaging on AIM.
What was her AIM?
Something Princess. I forgot.
No, it was something Princess. I mean,
you know exactly. Oh, you a whole capper. How do you remember this shit? You don't remember what you ate 2 days ago. But you remember her username, her AIM.
So bad.
Because something she gave you
2 hours ago. I tell you right now, son.
Tell me.
When a girl pulls your heartstrings as hard as she did, that just sticks in your memory.
Stop connecting on this sim shit.
And she had a little nickname for me too.
A little a nickname? Yeah, what'd she call you? We were music soulmates.
It was Hurricane Sandy. We just spend the entire day just on AIM together playing video games and like just chatting the entire day, bro. Shit like that just really makes you fall in love.
When you have a conversation with a girl and you texting her from morning to night, you fall asleep together texting.
The thing that hit different. That day, it looked like an apocalypse. Trees were coming down.
And you just in there with her, like, oh my God, I'm so scared.
We could have died. You heard the lady?
At least we have each other.
If she had to go to sleep, she'd just say, oh, good night.
Good night what?
Cutie.
She actually said that?
No, like, it was very, like...
She never said that shit.
She did.
She never said that shit. That was in your head, bro.
My fantasy?
That was in your fantasy.
Wait.
No, you are delusional.
I'm about to build that fantasy in my head.
That shit is fabricated.
I don't think that ever happened.
I guarantee you should not say that at all. You down delusional. He get hit with genjutsus. He just in her sukiyomi, just getting stabbed.
Yeah, I was just in a cocoon thinking about her.
I don't want to go too deep into it.
No, go deep.
The whole summer passed, and we built this like cute little relationship on AIM, mind you.
Cute relationship, right?
So
okay, and he said we created a cute relationship. Okay. No, you created a cute relationship
to her
in your head.
She was like, "That's the homie right there."
Yeah,
that's the best friend.
I think I built this relationship off of AIM though, and in person we used to take these little selfies together.
Oh, this shit's like so corny. If she ever watches this shit, the fact that I remember this. And the fact that it meant something to me. This shit is corny as fuck, bro.
I remember like going home on the subway, I would just look through those little pictures. I would just think, we're such a good couple. I mean, that was the extent of that. It was just us taking cute pictures together.
Next to each other?
Next to each other. Occasionally she would do the, you know.
Oh, you know. Oh, you know. Those hit a little different.
It's just arrow straight to the heart, bro.
We got so comfortable talking on AIM. And then one day, I wanted to actually take her out, right?
Oh.
Before school starts, what are you doing? So-and-so. Let's go to the museum together. And then she goes, oh, I'm actually going to the Museum of Natural History, right?
By herself. With,
you guys can finish that sentence for me.
With her boyfriend? How long did you stop talking to her?
The entire time I was talking to her, but she just never told me about, like, another guy.
I think it's just energy. Maybe she genuinely thought that you were trying to be friends. And then she's like, let me text another guy. And then maybe he was exuding some relationship energy.
Yeah.
And then you got caught.
I think you should take more accountability for being down bad. Like, you kind of have to be self-aware if you're down bad. Like, she did more than just, like, you know, add sparks to my heart, right? At the time, I didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So she was the only source of joy in my life.
Oh.
I had like 5 people in my contacts. And one time I remember when she grabbed my phone, I was like, wait, hold up.
I'll type in the number for you.
I didn't want her to go to my contacts. And so mom, dad, best friend. Just remember the way I was texting too, it was just so whack. It was just like a little 14-year-old kid. It's not just grammatically correct. It's just H-O-W-U, I spell you with a Y-U. I just be typing so immature. I thought, oh, maybe it's kind of cool if I spell miss with M-I-Z-Z. Wow, yo, I miss you. I thought that shit was clean back then. I sent deadass like a 10-page essay. I wrote this shit on Google Docs, and I typed out exactly how I felt about her. She responded one time, she was like, understandable. So I said, understandable, and I was like, yo, I am King Clown.
She gave shits about him. She probably read the first and last sentence and just said, understandable.
What's the context of this message?
Who is this like girl from the Bronx that I met?
Oh, that's where he fucked up.
This was like sophomore year.
It's called the Possibility Program. And then there was this one girl in that program. Her best friend was Cindy. So I'm talking to her and she's just telling me all about like my ex-boyfriend like broke into my house one day and tried to have sex with me while I was still asleep. I'm just there talking to her like, damn. It's okay though, like I'm here for you. He's like, you're so different from other guys. Like, you actually listen. Like, you actually care about me, like as a human being. And I'm like, yeah, I just care about people, you know? Like,
right.
The first time I went to her crib, right? She greeted me butt-ass naked.
Is that the first time you ever seen me?
That's the first time I ever saw her. We met through like Messenger.
I know you were sprung.
Yeah.
If she opened a door butt naked, you like, oh, what's up, movie shit? Where the camera's at? Am I about to?
She was like, oh yeah, I was in the middle of taking a shower, but come on in though, while I go finish my shower.
She didn't
so I sat next to her while she in the bathtub taking a shower. I'm on the floor. And it is the craziest shit, right? After that, we talking, she's like, oh, I'm gonna have a friend come over. We chilling on her couch and we's watching like a show and she's just talking about like her life and shit and her problems. And I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. The friend that comes over was her ex-boyfriend. He walks in, grabs her, throws her on the bed, and then he starts like cuddling with her, kissing her neck. And I'm just there like,
oh, that is so awkward.
So he disregarded your entire,
my entire existence.
You know what I did in that situation?
I didn't really have a phone at the time. I just continue watching the show. Like she's like laughing and giggling. And I'm just there like, I went to her crib,
right?
From Brooklyn. That's a 2-hour train ride just to get cucked.
Right? How long did it take?
After like 15 minutes, like they you know, she's like, stop, you know, like my friend is here, blah, blah, blah. But then she was like, oh, he raps, by the way. And then that's when he was like, oh, my son got bars? Then he was like, oh, yo, could you rap for me? And I was like, oh, I bet. So I spit a couple bars. And then after that, he's just dapping me up like I'm his fucking brother. I'm just there like, what the f-? After he dips, she jumps on top of me and starts kissing my face and my neck. Keep in mind, at this moment, I haven't even had my first kiss. I didn't even kiss her. She just kissing my cheeks and my chest, and then she just hugging me. And she was just like, thank you so much. Oh, I'm so sorry I hadn't come over. Like, I know it was so awkward for you. Oh, thank you so much for enduring that. Oh, I love you so much, blah, blah. And this is how I know I'm an extreme lame for this, bro. I stayed at her crib till like 4 a.m., and then I had to leave. I left the Bronx at 4 a.m. I didn't get home until like 8 in the morning. I got there at like 12. The rest of that night, we was just like cuddling. Mm-hmm. And then that was actually it mainly. It was just I was cuddling.
Did you guys kiss her on the lips and stuff?
No. Okay. After that, right, we chilling, we cool. And then we text just every day. I'm like falling like heavy in love with
this. Oh, rough. Yeah, she literally got you like in a roller coaster of emotions.
She's still fucking with her ex-man. And I know. and I'm just cool with it. She's saying shit like, I love you, oh, I want a future tough. With you. While she getting dicked down by her man. That was pretty much the entirety of the summer. Mm-hmm. And then start of the school year, like fall, she just completely deads me. And this is how you know I was down bad, because I was sending, like, I was, oh my God. Oh,
you know
my
what
God.
It is?
No, no, wait, hold on, let me finish. Okay. Let me, my arms are, I was sending her good morning and good night text every day. Every day for a month, son. No response. By the way, it's not just a regular, hey, good morning. I'm like, good morning, I hope your day goes well. My good morning text was a paragraph. It wasn't just a sentence. That shit was a paragraph, my guy. And then my good night text was a paragraph. Bro, if you look at the message, this was her, and it was just this. For like a month straight. I was the most down bad of down bad. If you thought you was down bad, you are not sending good morning and good night text every day for a month down bad. Cause that's bad. That's when I wrote out the whole paragraph, like the 10 page essay. Right. And then that's when she said, understandable. And keep in mind, that was her first text to me after a month of not talking to me. I'm not even mad at her. I'm mad at myself for being like that. That is creepy as fuck. That is some sus activity, bro.
Thank you, Anthony,
for sharing. Oh, wait, no.
This is not even making a video. This is a free therapy session right now. You want a hug, brother?
Nah, I'm good. I'm good now. Nah, nah, I'm chilling. Like, look, my career is going well. I got a girl. Like, everything is good.
Feel better that you said it?
Yeah, not really. Okay.